morning, Wednesday morning, with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, facing criticism and falling poll numbers, says the New York Times, President Trump said he would cut funding while reviewing the World Health Organization's role in the crisis. And he struck a more conciliatory tone on working with the states to reopen the country's economy after governors across the nation pushed back, including Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. Mr. Trump announced the business leaders serving on a new economic advisory council, but not all of them knew they were on the list.
David, first of all, Trump pulled back on his contention that he and only he had the power to open and close the government. That's nonsense. He didn't do it in the first place. He left it to the governors to close their states. And he is full of beans, no question about that. He didn't have the slightest idea about the Constitution and reserving powers to the states and the health power. In fact, one of the things that's always been very curious is in order for the federal government to even have the Congress working on health care, they had to make the contention that health care crossed over state lines. And that's how they got a committee which dealt with health matters. And it was nonsense from the beginning. But it was dangerous in that he was proclaiming himself basically having dictatorial powers. And that, we think, is something that has been happening all along. You know, on the one hand, you have the Republican Party saying for years and years and years, states' rights, states' rights. Then you have a guy who turns out to be a big megalomaniac and basically professing himself to have extraordinary powers. And he has a Supreme Court that is going to vote with him on these matters. So he's a very, very dangerous man. There's nothing about that that we don't know by now. Now, as you have suggested, there is a fight now going on between the governors and the president. But the governors had all of the information on their side. Cuomo, who has been reticent to give Trump a hard time because Trump sees anything that the federal government does as a favor that he is doing for an individual governor. And so Cuomo has been very quick after having laughed, basically, at the Trumpian contention that he had that power to say, I want to get along with this president. He has to get along with the president because we know that the president will say, okay, you get nothing if you're not nice to me and if you don't talk about why I'm good. And it is disgusting, and it is something that this country should never, ever forget once we get through this, if we get through this. So, David, he had to pull back. The governors do have the power. But then comes the question of what you do when you have the power. Do you really open things up right now when we don't know anything that we need to know about the virus? We don't know if you can get reinfected. We have no sense of that at all. And we don't have the kind of medicine that is being developed as fast as possible by the major U.S. pharmaceuticals, as well as the major universities and others who are looking at this thing. So we don't know. Now, am I going to go into a restaurant without thinking about it real hard and long? No, I'm not. Am I going to go into a movie theater? No, I'm not. Will my wife go? Probably, but I'm not going. And the answer is we have to just know what we're dealing with here, and we don't know. It's that simple.
And Alan, what about the cutting of the funding for the World Health Organization?
Well, I want to talk about that this morning. Of all the disgraceful things that this megalomaniacal, lying president has done, to get up there in a briefing, and I watched him do it. It took everything I could to watch him. But to get up there and basically say, we're helping people all over the world. We're going to send them ventilators. We're going to do this and that. And we're not going to send the money that is needed to keep the World Health Organization going at a time when we're in the middle of a pandemic. It just boggles the mind that anybody could do it. He always needs somebody to attack. He always needs somebody who is the bad guy. We know who the bad guy is. He is. Did he act fast enough? No. What happened in February? Too little. He praises China to the hilt, and now he says it's China's fault. It's the WHO's fault. We're not going to help the WHO control the spread of this thing to Africa and to all the other places, which is going to be in a position then to reinfect us, because it is a world health problem. And if we've learned nothing from what has happened here, we should know that. So this is one of the most dangerous things that this president has ever done. Has the World Health Organization been perfect? No. But it's what we got. And they have done magnificent work in many areas, and they have to be supported. And the idea that he would, in order to get by, start to blame them as the bad guys is just something very scary.
Well, we saw Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders endorse Joe Biden, and shortly behind him, former President Barack Obama endorsed Joe Biden in a video on social media where he said Republicans occupying the White House and running the U.S. Senate are not interested in progress. They're interested in power. Let's do this, he said. That's why I'm so proud to endorse Joe Biden for president.
It's interesting because he also said that he has differences with Joe Biden. That was fascinating, I thought. But they are close personal friends, and this is a very important and critical endorsement at exactly the right time. You know, a lot of black voters came out and voted in very high numbers for Barack Obama. By no means was that the only reason he won. He got my vote, and he got a lot of other votes. Nevertheless, he is in a position to make real differences. We know now that he was talking to Bernie Sanders during this whole thing, and that's one of the reasons Sanders has come around early to support Biden. He said the main thing is to get rid of this president electorally, and that is the case.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Completely believable, just like this radio station, which is why we all love it so much. It's our community.
If you listen to the letters that we get during the morning, people have their opinions and the rest of it, but they always say, love you guys. And they always say it again and again and again. Other news media is failing, but WAMC goes on because it delivers to everybody and everybody knows it and everybody puts something in. It's that simple, and we make it at WAMC.org.